It is 6:30 p.m. Today is, what am I at? I'm on Tuesday, right? I think I'm on Tuesday. You know, some days are better than others. This weather is just kicking my lungs into full gear. Tis not been kind. So, you know, you go back, respiratory therapy, get a couple more new treatment plans started, and then back to a lung doctor critical care team tomorrow. You know, it'll get better. It's just gonna take some time. Test your strength, your inner strength, your patience, and most importantly, it'll show you at the end of the rainbow your resilience. And let's just face it, folks, I got a hell of a lot of resilience. So, where do I begin? My gosh, where do I begin? You know, sometimes I think podcasts, you know, and like I said, I follow other podcasts. I'm sure other people follow other podcasts. There's some really good ones out there. I'm about, you know, making today better than yesterday. You know, motivation, inspiration, you know, changing for the better. And I think as all adults, we need to do that. Make a better version of ourselves today than yesterday. No one's perfect. I'm not perfect. No one's perfect. We all make mistakes. It's up to you to learn from them and move forward and not repeat them. And responding, you know, adulting. I'm just going to start there, responding, adulting, you know. I don't know. Sometimes I have to shake my head, and then I have to realize, okay, you know, sometimes you have to handle situations and individuals and look at it as a third party, looking on the outside instead of in and putting yourself outside the scenario situation. I'm just gonna say it. You know, I know there are some folks on Eric's side, blood relatives, that maybe follow or listen to this podcast. I wouldn't say follow, because I did remove everyone that followed this podcast, try to lock it down, because we were figuring out there were some people that were following that should not have been following this podcast. For good reasons and intentions, everybody just needs to move on. I realize I still have some individuals on Eric's side that I don't know why. We don't speak to, and I'm just going to be a straight shooter and be honest, and nothing wrong with saying it. I'm an honest person to say it. You know, we don't speak to anyone on my spouse's side of the family, except for two individuals, which are distant family, so they're not immediate family. They're part of the family of my bloodline a little bit further down the family tree. We'll just say it that way. You know. So I don't understand this. I really don't. And, you know, it's all about sometimes in life the approach. And you learn what works and what doesn't work by you know, trying, trials, tribulations, and learning what doesn't work, what works, by trial and error, really. It's about trial and error. I don't understand what anyone gains by sending things in the mail, okay, and not adulting and being adult enough to just write a little simple 30-second note of what your motive and intention is by sending something repetitively in the mail. And I find my spouse sending this back repetitively to someone he doesn't speak to on his side of his family. And I don't understand. I don't get it, you know? Sometimes when we make decisions in life and they're not the healthiest decisions when you have children, adult children, younger children, whatnot, okay? Sometimes we make decisions that are not the best decisions. And that's based off of working off your emotions. And we all do it. We've all done it, you know. But you have to be careful with sometimes your wishes and decisions, because it can leave just dire consequences and completely destroy any chance of relationships. You know, you have to be careful. And I think when you get to that point and you're in, and it's kind of like the test that I told you we went through with counseling, and not really a test, but just learning where you stand with people and trying to rekindle the relationships that you want to try to bring back in your life and work out problems. And it's called being an adult and adulting. You know, everyone should do that. You know, be the bigger person. You know, you've changed, you've evolved, grow. We all should. But I don't understand is, why would you constantly send the same piece of mail back and forth, back and forth? And, you know, I caught my spouse responding off of his emotions, which lowers his self to someone who's doing the same thing. Don't do it. Be the bigger person, like I told Eric, and don't do it. Don't lower yourself. Don't do it. You know? Age does not result in the maturity of an individual. Okay? Everybody matures differently. It has nothing to do with your age. But what I don't understand is, and this is just a general, you know, PSA, regardless, you know, as all adults, you know, if you're going to send something in the mail with nothing attached, okay, well, shouldn't that tell you right there that it's going to be misconstrued by anyone that's on the receiving end? And if you do things and you have children and you make decisions that are very crucial, critical decisions that are honestly, and maybe later down the road when you get older, you'll realize are not, was not a good decision, and it destroyed the relationship with your adult child or children, maybe you should reevaluate where you stand with your own life and why you make decisions that you do, and be the bigger person and start adulting and figuring out how you can mend that broken tie or relationship with your child or children. Nobody's perfect. But just because someone's a parent doesn't give anyone the right to treat a child or adult child irrationally. You don't cut down or put down your adult children. Whether you're in a group setting, you don't definitely take it to any court system. Those are things that get worked out among a child, children, and their parents at a table behind closed doors. Another thing, things when you do and say about your adult child or children are not to be filtered out past the front door of your home. And if you need to do that, this is where counseling comes in to play. And I will take this, take this down to my last breath by saying, you do not put down, insult, belittle your adult child or children. You just don't do it. Because that causes problems, and it makes an adult child or children believe that they are less of a human being because they're being told that from those who have given birth to them. You just don't do that. There's some things, folks, as adults, when you make the decision to have children, there's some lines you cross that you should never cross and should never be crossed. But I don't understand, and I'll get back to this, what you gain as an adult by sending a repetitive thing in the mail over and over again. I don't understand. I've talked to an attorney about this, talked to our counselor about this. She doesn't understand what you gain either, because really you gain nothing. Regardless of what's being sent, is the action behind it. And is that really mature to do that? Probably not. You know, if you're going to send something in the mail, please be an adult enough to put in just a civilized reason explanation. And if you don't and you find a piece of mail come back to you, then decide to take a step forward, change this year, be the bigger adult, and just disregard it and throw it away in the mail. It's that simple, folks. I don't care if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, does not give you right, does not give you right. Don't play the games, doesn't give you right, okay? Disregard something, okay? Don't show poor judgment by constantly sending something back in the mail. I don't understand, I don't get it, and I think that it just need not happen. So there's some things between myself and my spouse that I make the choice to intervene as a third party looking in, because sometimes I think you have to do that. And that, my friends, is called good adulting.